Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
The sign's on.
Good morning, all you hick motherfuckers.
I love it. Yeah.
Welcome to Tales from the Hicks.
Hey, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
I am Nate. Make sure you find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Go out to our Facebook page, like us out there, follow us. Go to our website, talesfromthehicks.com. Find some apparel, listen to the episodes.
Leave a comment.
Smash that like button.
Bucking. Make sure you hit the buckins.
Thanks, Ben.
Get all of the stuff.
Do the things with the stuff and the technology.
Yep.
And
share with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
All of them. Yes.
Do it.
For sure.
What do we got going on outside?
Well, it's 9 degrees.
Whoa.
66 miles an hour wind.
66 miles.
Yep.
Fucking windy.
Cold. Like oh, wait. Wait. Oh, no. Okay. I said that backwards.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did?
Let's I don't know.
Were you looking out the window?
Did we go in the window? Is this January?
Maybe it's 66 degrees and 9 miles an hour wind.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense.
But if you look out your window, you can verify that.
I don't know if you can tell how old it is.
That previous statement, my weather rock may have been gone.
Is that one of those high-tech ones?
Yeah.
That's
if it's wet, it's raining. If there's snow on it, it's cold.
Yeah.
If it's dry, it's probably sunny, and if it's gone, it's fucking windy.
And that's where that statement comes from. Yeah. 66
mile an hour wind.
That makes me think of the great outdoors.
Cold.
The guy who got struck by lightning. Oh, you've been six times. 66 times in the head.
66 times in the head.
It's a lot. That's a lot.
Tell you what, you see all red running through the forest, you better get for cover.
For sure.
There's quite a few movies I think that we've watched that we can quote.
Oh my God.
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you who they are because that's the kind of person I am. I'll watch a movie, I'll know some lines, things like that. But if you'd be like, oh, it's so and so is in this movie, and I'll be like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Christmas Vacation, I might be able to quote that thing from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's a good movie.
The spiel in the fucking living room.
Yep.
I want to look him straight in the eye, the whole nine yards. all of it. It's a classic.
Jelly of the Month Club.
The best part is, though, when he's outside and pumping out the shitter.
Shitter's full.
He's got that robe.
Yeah.
Have you ever checked the shitters lately?
Actually, our work went through the Christmas parade this last year, and that was our theme. It was holiday movies, and a couple guys, my supervisor Jake, come up with that, and that's what they wore on the top of a car with the tree and the flatbed.
Yeah.
They got an award, trophy, you know. Perfect. It is what it is.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Good. That's a classic.
Yes.
That's a good one.
We'll have to do a topic on that some week.
For sure.
Some of parades? Our favorite. Our favorite parades that we've ever seen.
From that day on, I was running. I like that movie.
It is a good one. It's a classic, too, for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever watched it from start to finish.
Have you ever heard Tom Hanks talk about how the voice of Forrest Gump came to be?
Yeah. I can't remember what the hell that kid's name was.
Yeah, so the kid who plays little Forrest Gump in the movie...
Yep.
The director told Tom Hanks, like, you know, you need to come up with a voice, how Forrest is going to talk. And Tom said, well, it might just be easier to meet the young gentleman who's going to be playing Forrest Gump as a kid and model it after that. And then he proceeded to do, obviously, the Forrest Gump voice, but it was an impression of the kid. And he said that he was obviously from very far in the deep south. And when he talked, everything had the long G.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I talked to the kid and I asked him what his daddy did. And he said, my daddy makes grease.
Grease.
And he said it had that long G on the everything. You know, it wasn't thinking, it was thinking. And it wasn't, you know, driving, it was driving. And I just thought that was really interesting. It was pretty cool.
There's my boat.
Yeah. Jenny.
Jenny.
We had a whole fleet of Jennys.
the most beautiful name. Jenny.
You've never seen it, I'm assuming, huh?
Once. I've seen it
time,
once.
One time. Yeah. Pick up quick.
You know, honestly, if you think about it, she's like the worst villain ever in a movie.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. Leaves him.
Yeah.
Comes back when he's got cash.
Yeah.
She's got the HIV. Fucking, you know.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah. Me and Jenny were like peas and carrots again. Yeah, I like that. I do that in a pretty good voice, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty good. What do we got for news?
News. I have two stories.
Are they breaking news or just,
news? It's definitely not breaking.
Okay.
This one isn't really funny. But it's kind of sad, and it pissed me off, so I thought I'd share it. The richest Americans in the U.S. now pay less tax than the working class does for the first time in the history of America. And that's not from a it's a percentage standpoint. Obviously, they pay more than us poor working schlubs do overall. But it said that your average middle-class American pays 24% of their income in taxes. Mm-hmm. And the rich people with all the tax breaks they get and everything now, they pay 22 or 23%, which is just fucking stupid.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I've always thought it should just be one flat
rate.
Here's what you make, you pay 10% or you know whatever whatever the number is, but
I agree.
We won't talk politics because that's never good.
That'd get heated. I mean, it could get heated and upsetting. And
we already almost had a brawl when Jason talked about square slices of pizza.
That's just true.
We don't want to get carried away. So
no. They're good. You try one yet?
Yeah, I eat it all the time, Jason.
Square pizzas?
Not once fucking ever. No. I shouldn't say that. Not voluntarily. the other news article, this one made me chuckle. RFK Jr. says a worm ate part of his brain and then died inside of his head.
Hmm.
Not sure how he knows that.
Right.
Huh. But, yeah. Also, and then it says, like, in the little blurb under the headline, anti-vaccine activist RFK Jr. said he also suffered mercury poisoning from eating too much fish. I love them tuna fish sandwiches. I ate them all the time.
The worm might have been in there by before that.
Possible.
Hmm. I do have a question though. Who is RFK?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. The brother.
Son or
okay.
Because it's a junior, son. Right?
Yes.
Well yeah, his dad is RFK Senior.
It's the older one.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Well it has to be.
Yeah.
One would think.
Unless he was the third. But he wasn't. He was junior.
Yeah.
Speaking of the third and seniors and juniors, I don't have the information, but there is a football player that goes by, like, whatever his name is, then junior, and he's not.
It's the third.
RG3.
That's who it is, but RG3. He's not the third, right?
RG3.
Right, no, but he isn't the third?
Robert just Griffin added? The third? No, I believe he is.
Yeah, okay, well, one of them in the NFL is, that's what it is, and it's not.
I've heard that as
he
well.
He just likes the, whatever, I guess the abbreviated part of it.
Like Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
But again, the junior part is
he's not really
what's
a
not
junior.
Truly junior.
His like, father's name is not
Tanner,
the same as his.
Yeah, if Tanner was Jason Jr.
Yeah.
Right, but he's not Tanner Jr. Not Tanner.
Like if he decided he wanted to be called Tanner Lytle Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
There's not another Tanner Lytle, so he doesn't need the junior
part. There might
part.
Be.
But it's not his dad.
You don't know that.
Right. I know you're Jason.
I am. Hey, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
Nobody gives a fuck. Oh, my. Did you see there was a guy drafted this year whose name is Kool-Aid?
Yes, and what? I want to buy his jersey because of that.
Get out of town.
K-O-O-L.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Yep. I had to Google it because my wife and I always talk about the Key and Peele skit where they do the football player names.
That's funny.
You know, Jason, you've probably never seen it.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Did my face?
Yeah. Okay. It's funny. It's, if you haven't seen it, like Jason, Key and Peele are comedians, and it's a bit where, like, you ever watch, you know, before the football games where the guys all say, my name is, you know, Jamiroquai Smekion Smith III from, you know, The Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, but it's all just crazy names. Because a lot of them, you know, some of them have crazy names.
Like Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
Is that real or fake?
It's fake.
So that's not his actual name. He does have a weird name. I did Google it. But when he was a kid, his grandmother thought that his smile looked like the Kool-Aid man.
Mm.
So she started calling him Kool-Aid, and it stuck.
Mm.
But it's still funny to me that you would choose to, even when you're getting drafted, to go by your nickname as opposed to...
By the Saints.
Yeah.
Is who we got drafted by.
Yeah.
Down there in Louisiana.
Yeah. So I hope the first time he scores a touchdown, he goes, oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! It'd have to be a pick six.
Yeah.
Always a defense.
Yeah. He's a cornerback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be playing the Packers. And he'll...
Pick six. Off of that. Love.
As we found out a few weeks ago, Packers have no skill. Players. Ben said himself. So.
Yep. We'll see how that goes.
It's good to hear.
Yep.
All right. You got any more news?
That's all I got for the news. All
right. Let's get into some topics and talk about some stuff.
So I had this one that my wife and I actually debated about the other day. Would you rather date a deaf person or a blind person?
Deaf or blind?
For me, it was an easy answer.
It is.
Well, for me, it was.
Do you have reasoning? Like, not a reason, but like, and why?
Yes.
Okay.
For me, and I'll, this way you guys can ponder it a little bit, since obviously I've had time to think about it. I think it would be easier to date a deaf person.
Right.
And just strictly from a selfish point of view, deaf people can still do everything else that they can drive, they can work, they can... But if you're blind, you can't drive, you know, you would have to help them a lot more. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that blind people can't live fulfilling lives, but I feel like it'd be much more difficult than a deaf person.
Right.
Also, as a selfish male, it would be great if your wife couldn't hear you when you turned around and said, fuck you, bitch, when things were not going well, as long as she couldn't see your lips.
Yeah.
That's true. Fucking, you stupid fucking, you know, that'd be good. You know. It's like a get out of jail free card there.
Well, I guess
absolute valid.
I was gonna say, do they ever really listen to you? But they only hear the bad thing. They only hear that stuff. That's the stuff they would hear.
My wife can hear it from four counties away.
Yeah.
Your phone's blowing up. She's texting you already.
Yeah. Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say? When you get home tonight, you can just put your ass right on the motherfucking couch.
Yeah, right.
You're not even at home tonight.
Yeah. Well.
Well, joke's on you. Me and Nate gonna cuddle tonight.
Yep. I'm gonna plug in and stay warm.
For your listeners, that's not probably a joke.
No, it's
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't worry about us.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking the exact same thing for the same reasons, that it would be easier in that regard. However, if they're blind, they're not going to see me. So I think I could do well. Like, hey, I'm a hunk, so, you know.
Sure.
But, no, I think I would still go with the deaf.
Deaf,
yeah.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be a lot easier, like you said,
right,
driving and whatever else. But I would never say the F U. B word.
No?
Fub?
No.
No.
Bees?
I would never see bub.
So we're back on the bees.
Really? Okay. Fub.
Okay.
I don't believe you, but all right.
I'm going to go.
I do. I say, you bee all the time. I just bee.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you right in the ovaries.
Right in your south mouth.
Cut, punt.
And it's good.
I don't think that's going to make it as a title. It might be a t-shirt, but I don't think it's going to make it as a title.
Yeah. I would agree with you three. It's a 4-0 tally there.
Yeah.
Same reasons. And I don't mean this funny, but there's so much to see. Like you were saying, not to be selfish, but I guess off the top of my head, I don't truly know anybody that is 100% blind. How do you explain the world to them or what you're doing? Like, oh, this is hilarious. Or, you know, you're at a play or a movie or the Grand Canyon for a vacation. You know, like, they're missing out on that.
It's really deep down there.
Right. You know, so that's back to the selfish part of it, but I would agree.
Yeah.
I think I would catch myself too many times and be like, oh, did you see that? Shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, but I heard it.
Yeah. Nope, I heard the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
My buddy Dave, his brother is deaf, and I can remember going over there as a kid. He still talks a lot. So I think he can hear, but like just barely. But when he talks, it's hard to understand him, right? Because it just is. So most of the time when I'd be over at Dave's house, if we'd be hanging out, and his brother Greg would come in from doing chores or whatever, you know, working on the farm, and he'd say something, most of the time I'd nod my head and smile because I couldn't understand what he was saying, you know. But obviously Dave could, growing up with him, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the one day I was over there, and Greg came in from doing something out on the barn, and he said something. I think he was picking on me, you know. I don't know what it was. And I just nodded and I smiled. I was like, yeah, you know. And he looked at Dave. And then this, I understood. But he looked at Dave and he kind of tapped him on the shoulder. He's like, he don't understand a fucking word I say. And then he just looked at me and nodded head and smiled. And said, yeah. He's like, I call him a dumb motherfucker. He don't know. He just nodded head and said, yeah. And I just started laughing. You know, I was like, I got that asshole. He's a really cool dude. But I just, whenever I run into somebody who's hearing impaired, I always think of Greg in that story because he is 100% right. I just nodded my head and smiled and said, yeah. You know. I used to work with a guy at the Consolidation Center who was deaf, and he had two hearing aids. And when he'd get in a fight with somebody, not like a fist fight, but he was like a lead on our loading docks. So if he'd get into it with one of his employees or they'd get into it with him or whatever, when he got tired of arguing, he'd just look him right in the eye, reach up, flip his hearing aids off, and just turn around and walk away. Fuck you! Turn the volume all the way down, and he was out. You knew Josh was done when he did that. That was awesome.
That's fun. Definitely conversation's over at that point.
Yep. Yeah, he was all done listening to your bullshit, I can tell you that. Yep. Yep. So, yeah. Well, do we want to do more? I got more.
Yeah, I got
lots
more.
Of topics.
Let's do some more.
This one probably won't take too long. But it's always, it used to be highly debated where I worked. So I'm always curious to hear people's takes on it. Noodles and chili, yes or no?
Well, growing up, that's all we ever had was,
that's how it was.
Noodles and the chili, you know, hamburger and your
kidney beans
and tomato. And there's always noodles in there.
Yep.
But that's a hot dish.
Yep.
Is what it is. Essentially, is a hot dish. So now, there are no more noodles in there. I'll eat it both ways, but it's just chili is hamburger and kidney beans. You know, tomato soup or juice. And
I think now, being older, you put a little more into it. Maybe celery and peppers and stuff. But yeah.
And it's also, the longer you leave it sit and simmer.
Right.
The better.
Chili is always better the next day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I do. My buddy Josh does a chili cook-off every year, And it's always on a Saturday. I always make the chili on Friday, put it in the fridge, and then take it over a Saturday because it's always better after it's sat for a day. Yeah, and all those flavors can mingle.
Yeah.
I would agree too. With once the noodles go in, it's now a hot dish.
Yeah.
But I was actually told by, I want to say it was our grandma,
yeah,
that they used it because it was an easy and cheap filler.
Right. Sure. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It fills you up faster and they're cheap.
So. Which, I mean, if that's the case, it makes sense. But no, I mean, and chili is, it's not, I don't rank it very high as in the soups, you know, but I do eat it. So, I would say no noodles to have it. And on that topic, has anybody ever done cook-off chili? Like, entered theirs into? I mean, I know you said your buddy has.
Yeah, just that.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah?
Yes. And I will let you know that back-to-back years, I took first place.
Ooh. Nice.
Oh.
In your own kitchen?
Hey.
Where'd you buy the chili from?
Hey.
Yeah.
This will be my story.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There was a chili cook-off out at Bucky's Bar, and I entered into that. Well, me and my roommate at the time, Ben, not this Ben, a different Ben.
Cool Ben.
Yeah. We decided, I want to think it was that morning, we decided we were going to enter this chili contest at Bucky's. So we went over to, and Christ, we were still pick and save at the time. So we went over there, got whatever we got, and kind of threw some shit together and took it out there. And if I recall correctly, we were the second entry. So there was two of us. And the first entry...
Only two people made fucking chili.
The main first podium spot, baby.
The first entry, the guy was like, oh, yeah, I was putting this together last night, and I was doing, you know, like you said, got to have it ready the night before, let everything kind of mix in together. And we're like, we just did it this morning. We didn't even know we were going to do it until we decided. We ended up getting first place and got a trophy and everything. The next year... I'm like, well, and that the next year, then Ben wasn't my roommate anymore, but I still wanted to enter the, like, we got to defend this title that we got going. I went out there and I entered myself, took first place.
Was there just you as a competitor?
I was the only entry.
Yeah.
So I took first place that 2 years in a row. But then now just this... maybe a few months ago, if it was December, November, January, somewhere a few months ago, entered into a chili contest down at the Sunbeam. And they had it in two different categories. They had a chicken and beef. So then they took the top three of each. And that one there actually was more than...
Two people?
There was more than two. Okay. And I went into the beef category, and I think I took second.
Nice.
I want to think there was maybe, I don't know, five or six in each category. Yeah, so I did a second place in that.
Not bad.
Got myself some...
swag?
Swag. Sunbeam swag.
Nice.
Jogging pants, I think, is what I got.
I am... to the noodles thing... I say that noodles do go in chili, but just because, same thing, growing up, my mom always had elbow macaroni in the chili.
Mm-hmm.
So, in deference to my mother, yes, noodles go in chili. When I make chili, I usually don't put noodles in it, but that will always and forever be chili to me is, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, when I make chili, I will usually use a chuck roast and I smoke it. And then I chop that up, and that goes into chili, the smoked chuck roast.
Hmm.
But yeah, Josh does that chili cook-off every year, and there's probably anywhere from 10 to 20 entries every year. There's a lot of people come over. And the first year he did it, I took first. And then I never made the same recipe again, right? Because I'm like, okay, I won, so I'll do something different. The second year, I don't think I placed. And last year, I think I took second or third. I don't know. But it's just fun.
Sure.
For me, I like chili. But I don't think it's good enough to warrant the amount of work that goes into making chili. You know what I mean? Because for me, when I do it, it's a lot of pissing around. With the exception of what I made, the recipe I made last year, it was a recipe I found on YouTube, and the guy was talking about Lazy Man's chili. He's like, I love chili, but it's so much pissing around. He's like, you got to chop all the onions and the peppers and get the tomato and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you know, one day I had an epiphany. All of that stuff already exists in salsa.
Yeah.
So he got his ground beef, and I think he added like tomato paste and some spices, and then he dumped in two different jars of salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it, and that's the one that got me the second or third or whatever. Huh. The only thing I did different than him is I smoked a chuck roast and put that in there. But yeah, I was like, oh, I never thought of that, but he's right. All that shit's in salsa.
So when I had to get mine, when I go to make chili now, because I don't like cutting and chopping onion up cut up this or cut up that, I'll buy the pre-chopped onions.
Yep.
I'll buy the diced tomatoes in a can.
Yep.
I won't mess around with cutting all that shit up.
I always wanted to enter one, but go down and buy
Wendy's.
A handful Wendy's of Wendy's chili. And put it in a crock pot and be like, yeah, it's family tradition, you know, like goes back 20, 30 years. I mean, they must have it figured out. It's been on the menu for, I would imagine, since they opened, just to see, be like, wow, you took last.
I don't know if they still do it, but I worked at Wendy's for several years in high school. And when I worked there, so you got your burgers on the grill, right? And so you start them, and it's like there's a whole routine. I still remember the Wendy's wrap from the train. So the Wendy's training videos were awesome. They were all set to music, and it was like a music video. But it kind of stuck with you, right? Because it's instead of just when you make a hamburger, you grab a patty. You know, I mean, it was two guys on the grill, and the one guy had this bright golden spatula, and
probably Dave.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Dave Thomas, but it was a rap song, and he's like, "Now working the grill, Bill, it ain't that tough. But first of all, you got to check your stuff. You like a grill that's set at 250 with your meat and cheese all ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool. But most of all, you got to have your tool." And then he does like a little air guitar on the golden spatula. But I mean, that was over 20 years ago, and it's still
burned in,
locked there in my brain to this day, you know. But anyways, when you start the grill in the morning, you line up a few rows of patties, and then as they cook, they move from the right of your grill to the left, and the older patties are on the left. And then once they've been turned like four times, those are dead now. And there's a big stainless steel pan, or whatever you want to say, a pot, in the corner of the griddle, and those patties get tossed in there. And then that's what gets chopped up and goes into chili.
Really? Is
all those old burgers that, you know, are expired. But, they're not expired, but they've been on the grill long enough, you don't want to serve them as a burger anymore. Mm. So
they actually made the chili there?
It was a bag mix, and then you added the burgers.
Okay.
You take the burger, the big stainless steel thing into the back kitchen there, and two spatulas, chop it all up, and then that got dumped in with the bag in a pot, and then, yep, chili started cooking that way. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, I had the same thought for the chili cook-off. I was like, I kind of want to just go buy a bag of Quick Trip chili.
Right, sure.
And just try it and see, you know.
Absolutely.
Who the hell knows? Maybe it's great.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of wraps.
Yep.
Do you remember the answering? So,
I do.
Yes.
You remember it?
Yeah. Well, not word for word, but.
I remember it.
So yeah. for anybody that doesn't know, Ben and I used to live together, and we had, this was back when you had answering machines.
Yep.
So we had an answering machine message, and you remember?
Oh yeah, I remember the whole thing. Yeah.
That was a good time.
You do you remember it all?
I think I remember most.
Well, yeah. give it up.
Oof. Was it all right, stop. Here's a message. So listen, Ben and Nate are back with a brand new invention, something. Grabs a hold of you tightly. You want to leave a message daily or nightly. Will we ever stop home? I don't know. Just leave a message at the tone.
Yeah, 100%. That was it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ice Ice Baby has always been one of my favorite songs. Ice Ice
Baby. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I've busted a move to many wedding receptions. That's all.
Yes. Well, there's more than one song.
Oh, well, yeah, that may be true. That may be true. Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the west,
go
to the east.
That's how the women like it best.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They may be screaming out my name. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the chili. So let's see. If you could trade lives with any celebrity, who would it be and why?
Wowzer.
That's a
tough one. I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Celebrity.
Jeez, I would, you know, really, any of them probably is going to be, I mean, they're going to have more money than I have. They're probably going to have decent-looking women around them.
Yep, that's probably a safe assumption.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, one way I think about it is, and granted, maybe this wouldn't be considered a celebrity, but would you want it to actually be a celebrity? Or would you rather trade lives with somebody who's like super rich but not known, because then you can go to the grocery store, you know, without being hounded by the paparazzi, so to speak.
But I already don't do that now, so.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know, your life would be way different, though, if you were a celebrity.
I think I probably still wouldn't leave the house much. I mean,
I'd never be at home.
Well, yeah, I guess there's that. But I'd be somewhere like...
Who is that?
It might even be older if it's my phone even.
I'm guessing so. It's not mine.
Not mine.
Oh, well, no worries.
Not mine.
Okay.
Call back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they're trying to get on the show.
Hey, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's a tough call because, I mean, you could be NFL, or you could be like a movie celebrity, rock star. And then would you want to just, you know, do you have to put a parameter on it? Like, do you want to trade life for life? So like you're them forever, or are you trading for a week or a day? Or I guess I think of it, it's straight up trading, you know, I would become that person.
All right. I don't know if I would want to be honest, because I don't think I could handle that. You know, having everything paid for and brought to you, and women and drugs and all that other bullshit.
But you don't have to live your life that way. There's a lot of celebrities who aren't like that.
Right.
Like Keanu Reeves, I feel, is like a prime example. Like, that dude rides the subway.
Well, look at Adam Sandler.
Right.
When he's out and about, most of the time, it's fucking sweats.
Yeah.
Right. And
basketball shorts. Yeah. And,
we've kind of talked about that before, though, and I think that's kind of becoming a thing, though.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
What's not a thing? I miss that.
The weird pajamas and sweatpants.
Oh,
and
yeah.
No. It may not be a good thing, but yes, it is becoming more and more popular.
No.
But I mean, like, Sandler will just go into the park and play pickup basketball with the guys who are there, the kids, or, you know. Like, is there a lot of celebrities who are probably huge douchebags? Yeah, for sure, you know, but...
Well, I mean, you get regular people that are like that,
100%, too. 100%,
yeah.
You know, money only amplifies whatever you're probably already like, you know. If you're an asshole before, you're probably an even bigger asshole, you know.
I guess one thing, I don't know if it would be, like, his whole life or the in-depth of it, but one thing that, being that Landon, my son, played hockey... And I know there's a lot of time you spend taking kids to the rink and tournaments and games. And I read it wasn't a book because I'm not a reader, but it was in an article of Tom Brady. His kid played hockey, and when he wasn't at football or had to be a certain place, he would still take his kid to practice,
yep.
Sit there and bullshit with other parents, you know, put in time, even though he has endless amounts of money, put time in at where his kid played hockey. And I always thought that was really cool,
yep.
To see, you know, that they're, I guess, I don't want to say normal because everything's different, not everybody's yep. the same, but to interact with just everyday people.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I personally like that struggle of working paycheck to paycheck, the American dream. That's what I really like. That's why I don't think I could handle being like that. It's a good thing to have, you know, to work your ass off and have nothing to show for it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
That's why I have it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes right along with your keeping your checkbook at
keep your credit score low so nobody can steal your identity.
Right. Yeah.
It's financial security.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know if I could. It would be very hard to enjoy that kind of life, I think, to be recognized everywhere mm-hmm. you go. And cameras in your face all the time, mm-hmm. you know, Mr. Pitt, can I get your autograph? Can I, you know, that kind of thing constantly, I think, would be hard to just be thrust into that world as opposed to starting out a nobody and slowly working to becoming a celebrity and maybe getting used to it.
Right.
But it would be tough to be mm-hmm. us and then just the next day you're Brad Pitt, you know.
Sure. So that did actually kind of remind me of I guess a topic.
Well, you should know, Mr. Larry.
Yeah,
Mr. Yeah, Gable, well, you Mr. know, cable guy, it's a cross I have to bear, yeah.
We'll keep your sacred seat safe.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, and I know we kind of joked about it, but if they, obviously it's not going to happen, but if they were going to do a movie about us, who would play you?
Uncle Cy.
Uncle Cy would play you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it'd probably be. Yeah, you would.
I'll have my people call your people, Cy.
Yeah.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah, we're both old.
I think you're probably considerably younger than he is.
I'm going to go with half his age.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Well, I don't know. He'd have to be 90. I don't think
no.
He's not 90.
He's not 90. I bet you we can find out.
No, I bet he's
that's
maybe
true.
Maybe 70s. early 70s.
I'm going 83.
Nope.
What do you got?
No.
What do you got?
I'm going to go 72.
No, he's 73 maybe.
Well, that's because you talked to him yesterday. They don't count.
I'm going
to
go 76.
I'm going 72 then. Well, how old you? What is it? So in the meantime, for you at home.
Yeah.
Well, what's your guess?
Seven. Yeah. What's your guess? How can you guess?
It has a 7 in it.
You're wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. What did you say?
73.
You're wrong.
Okay. 76.
Yes.
76.
He is 76.
76.
There you go.
Yeah, he would play me.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Cy. Uncle Cy, if you're listening, we're going to make a movie and you're me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that won't work because I think he likes people.
Oh.
He would love going to Walmart on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I do like going to Walmart.
But it doesn't sound like you do. I would say that's the worst part of your fucking day.
They piss me off is all they do.
And that's enjoyable?
Just a little guy who goes out and smokes in the front. That guy really chaps my ass.
Oh, man. I went to the fucking store today.
See?
Ooh. One thing that chaps my ass is when people sit at the cash register and flap their fucking gums at the cashier when there's people waiting behind them. And they just sit there and yak like there's nobody in line behind them.
Right. Was it the same person that wrote the check?
Yeah. No, it was some old lady, and she's just
move along,
rambling on about
Shelby.
Shelby, come on now.
No, well, definitely wasn't my
mom. Maybe that's her day out of the house or of the retirement home.
And that is fine. Then wait, step aside, and let the other people go through the line, and then go back and chit chat if you want.
You should have jumped in. Join in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear about Jerry?
I was three people behind. I was not close enough to partake. I was just close enough to know that she was flapping her gums about not the product that she was paying for, and she was taking a long time doing.
Yeah, Jerry was—he was walking down the hall, shuffling his feet, and stepped on his shoes, stepped on his shoestring, and.
Well, I told him to fucking tie him.
False teeth went down the throat, and that was it.
But he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. Huh. Maybe that's what she was saying.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever. She'd shut the fuck up.
Or she could do that. Or move along.
Yeah. So who's playing you, Chad?
Who's playing me? Right off the top of my head, I can't. I guess I can't think of somebody. Well, I can't think of his name. He is. Is it Seth Rogen?
Oh yeah,
that's a person.
Yeah. He smokes a lot of weed, right?
Yep. That guy.
Okay. That's good.
Seth Rogen. Yeah. I'm going with Seth Rogen. Like
earlier. Legit smokes a lot of weed?
And like, that's his thing.
Like, not just, he doesn't just play that on the TV.
Oh, no, that's
his.
Yeah, that's.
That would be Chad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but now he's too skinny in, you know, whatever. But like some of his older movies, I think that would be. Yeah. That's Seth Rogen.
I like it. That's a good pick.
So, I could see. That's his thing. He is.
Yeah, he's a
big advocate for it.
The marijuana.
Huh. And some of the stuff I have seen on him, like when he speaks about it, it's not just, man, I'm going to get fucked up today. Like, he's done research and he's not just in the smoke shack at behind the local establishment.
Porn shop. He's not standing in front of Walmart.
at 8 on a Sunday. Oh, yeah.
That guy.
But yeah, I'm going with Seth Rogen.
I like it. Nate?
So, this guy, I was told this guy was kind of like me, is Gerard Butler.
No, that guy is. That guy kills anything he wants.
That's not.
That is not. That motherfucker.
Someone.
No.
No, well, they were drunk.
You are not.
Someone.
Is this the blind person we were talking about?
Gerard Butler.
Not a chance.
Someone told me once.
They lied. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen any of his fucking movies?
That one right there. That's a good
Gladiator one?
No, that one there. That's a good one.
This one with the cops?
Yeah, that's.
That looks like me with my shirt off.
No, let me. I'll think
I shaved, though. So I don't have that, and I got tattoos on there. But
that's Law-Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, that's a good fucking movie right there.
He's got a lot of good movies. This one right here.
I've never seen that one there.
It's
Gladiator.
Yeah,
yeah, it's I've never a seen little. It.
I mean, obviously, you know what gladiators are, but
it's like, 300.
The whole system of that is that setting, you know, back in the BC era or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it is a hell of a, and make sure you can have the sound up. When you watch that movie,
because he talks quiet though.
No, like the
the
action. And it's
300 is a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good. Yep, for sure.
That's the name of that movie. Is 300?
300,
not Gladiator. Okay, yes. Sorry, my bad.
But there
Gladiator
is
the one with Russell Crowe.
Okay, I was gonna say there is a Gladiator movie.
Yeah, that's Russell Crowe.
Okay,
yep. This is 300, outstanding movie. And the three, White House has fallen.
Yeah,
London has fallen. Yeah. Angel has fallen.
Yep,
White House London has fallen is my favorite.
I like White House
Down. I like the White House, too.
Yeah. We watched it up north.
Yep.
White House Down is the one with Channing Tatum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's a good one, too. And Jamie Foxx,
yeah.
The Secret Room. It's probably another one in the White House. God, is this your search history? What is that?
That London has fallen when he's talking to the terrorist. And he says, you're from Fuckheadistan or wherever it is. Fucking great line.
Oh.
Great line.
I just love how he looks at him, and all of a sudden he says something about when they get in that little car to escape, and he realizes, like, they're all against him, like, even the police officers and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, definitely full of action.
I'm not going to show, but here's one. So this is somebody else.
Same guy.
I'm sitting here watching the movie Inside Man, and I keep thinking, this guy reminds me of someone. I found your doppelganger. Clive Owen. So that's another one they say I look like.
I would say that's better than the last pick.
Yeah, it's a better pick than Gerard Butler, I would say.
I don't know. But yeah, so anyway. Ladies? If you're looking for a Gerard Butler, that may not be an ass.
Sure. Anyway, I was thinking more of maybe like Cat Williams or.
Not for,
speaking of that, I want to watch. He's got a new Netflix. Yeah, that's it. For sure. Yeah. Similar tone.
That makes a lot more sense. Similar tone.
Yeah. He's got a new show on Netflix.
I heard it's good. Yeah.
I want to watch that. It looks
good. Hold on, we got to do Ben.
He's dead. If he wasn't dead, my pick would be Chris Farley. In a heartbeat, it'd be Chris Farley.
Yeah.
but since he's gone, maybe Zach Galifianakis.
Okay, I could see it.
You know?
Zach.
I'll tell you here in a second. Oh, yeah.
He's the guy from The Hangover.
Yeah. It would have to be Chubby Zach, though. He's gotten skinny now. Yeah, fucking loser. But
who's the other one that was... Jonah Hill.
Yeah. He's super skinny now, too. Yeah. But Chris Farley would be my pick if I could pick any celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I like I love that movie, War Dogs.
Yes.
He's standing there and the guy pulls out the gun and then he peacefully walks over, pops the trunk of his car, and he's whatever he's like. Whatever he says. It's fucking hilarious.
21 Jump Street is another great movie with Jonah Hill and Channing
Tatum. Flew in on a red eye. And it's his boss's daughter that he's banging.
Yeah.
And he high fives him because he doesn't know. Oh. He doesn't know he's banging his daughter.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's a good flick.
What is this?
With Channing Tatum's in
21
it.
Jump Street.
Yeah, no, I never seen that.
Oh, watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. How far in are we?
Well, let's take a
look. You deep enough.
about an inch and a half.
I've usually not heard that. No, not deep enough.
About 45.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about topics for next week? Or are we going to do that post again where we post
on Facebook? Yeah, let's do the post on Facebook.
All right. And spin off of that post, maybe. I know there's a way, and I'm sure the editing department already knows how to, but put on there a survey for the chili. Not like they don't have to explain it. Well,
sure.
I don't even want an explanation. Yes or no? Just simply that column, yeses and no. You know, otherwise, which I guess stories are fine. Email them.
Yeah, but we always love emails. Yeah.
A quick.
That's Hicks at Tales from the Hicks.com.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You know, I think that'd be kind of a cool tally, and we can kind of see what the listeners and
interactive.
See what is out there.
See what their thoughts are.
Right.
I like that.
See how many people are wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because so far we're 4-0. So
No, that's not true.
No, Ben went with that. Unless he makes it himself, though. You make it yourself without, you said, though.
I do, but I think it can be either way. Sure. I'm not opposed to it.
Ben goes both ways.
Both ways. Okay.
Switch it. Yeah, buddy.
We got that resolved.
Yep.
All right.
I was kind of off, but.
No.
No, you're not.
No.
Okay. Well,
don't judge me.
I'm not. Well, I can.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a judge free zone?
No. I mean, no.
No. Okay, well, then judge away.
Yeah, judge. Feel free to judge.
You already did.
You're wrong. Yeah.
Put that in your bucket.
Ooh. Don't smoke it, though. That would be shitty.
Yeah, think about that when you click on your bucket.
My bucket.
Instead of a bucket, what are they supposed to click? Or push? Or smash?
The bucket.
Oh, smash the bucket?
Smash the bucket.
Don't kick the shit
bucket. Don't kick the shit bucket.
Grab your crap strap. Yeah. Smash that
Grab your shit rope.
Shit rope.
Shit rope. Woo. Hey, and if anybody's listening, look up the crap strap. See what you think.
I'm going to pass.
Try it out.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart idea.
If you had time.
Like I explained in a previous episode, Jason... Not everybody lives their life in a constant state of a shit 911.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you just take a long piece of rope and then just quick do that?
Yeah, a ratchet strap.
I wouldn't buy it. I would make one, but it'd be an easy thing to carry with you when you're out or whatever. Yeah.
Or have something with handles on the end where you put your hands in like that so you can put it around your wrists.
How are you going to wipe? Yeah. Unless you take mom out there with you, I don't know.
He might.
I was going to say, how do you think I wipe now?
Ah, meatloaf! Ma, the meatloaf.
Mom, I'm done. Nathan, you're 40. Or whatever.
Hang on, Nathan. I'll be there in a moment.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, guaranteed she would be.
Yeah.
Dan, can you hand me that roll of toilet paper?
Let me guess. Nathan, calm.
Mom, that is not Charmin Ultra Soft. How many times do we got to talk about this?
It hurts my butt.
It's okay.
I have a sensitive bottom. You know this. Okay? Please. Charmin Ultra Soft, and don't push so hard. Please, Mom.
You think she'd come to your house and wait?
No.
No?
Just Nathan.
Just Nathan's. Yeah.
Oh. How does she do that with those long fingernails?
I was just going to say, she normally has long fingernails.
She had big, long fingernails. I could have been killed.
Oh, guys.
I'm not sure Nate's saying to trim them, but I think he's saying trim them.
Well, at least the one.
Just a one wiper?
You don't want to go with just a single finger, though, because it might poke through.
Yeah, well, yeah, right, yeah, then you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Hello.
Mom, Mom, easy, easy. Dan, yeah. it's like a operating room. Dan, Charmin Ultra Soft, baby wipes.
Baby wipes. Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Check. Nail scratcher.
Then they got the little thing that you use to clean out your keyboard, the air duster. Dan, compressed air. Okay, Nathan, you're dry.
Have a good day at work, Nate. Yep.
Nate, can you pull up your pants on your own, or do you need my help to do that too?
You might as well pull them
up. My back's been hurting, Mom. Can you get it? Can you get it today?
I would love to, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah.
Nathan, how many times have I told you your label with your name on it goes in the back, not in the front? Come on, Nathan.
Well, I suppose she's got.
You're 40 now. I think you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Still, true love. I still wear Grandals.
Yeah. You get her? Did you get her something extra for Mother's Day for doing all that extra wiping?
Yeah, I got her. You got her a fucking cuticle care set to clean out. Clean out all the crunchies that get stuck underneath those fingernails,
in between her upper lip and her nose.
I'm sure he appreciates it, Karen.
Oh, it's true love.
Yeah. Yep. True something.
Yep.
Well, in the meantime, I guess if you guys would go on and go out to talesfromthehicks.com, we got our t-shirts. You can find our episodes out there.
A couple different places.
You can see our pictures are out there. Our pictures are on the website too, sure enough.
Oh.
You guys didn't have much of a say when...
Yeah, I know. I saw my picture. I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Oh, well, you know.
It's got to be interesting.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, look at that bass. That's a big one.
There it is.
Big.
Yeah.
Looks like, is that a small one?
Where the fuck did you get that shirt? Where did you get that picture from?
I called up Chubbs.
Hey, Chubbs!
Hey, Chubbs!
Ben's driving.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got that picture
taken.
That's
fucking safe there, boy.
Christ.
That was actually taken in my driveway. My son and I were headed out to go fishing.
Selfie.
It was a picture of me and my son, and Nate just zoomed in on my big fat face.
Nice. Yeah. I look at him at like a Walgreens there and a Photoshop and a fucking senior picture, guys. Smile.
Chad's in a lineup. He's waiting for praying that the lady behind the mirror doesn't pick him.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number four, please step forward.
I knew I should have still stood in five. Spot five.
Yeah, nice. So you guys, you'll have to go out to the website to see those pictures. I could put them up for the YouTube subscribers and put those out there when we post the video for that. But
well, otherwise, they see us. It's live.
Go out to... go out to the website, talesfromthehicks.com. You can see our pictures and get all the episodes and our store with all the shirts. Make sure you like and subscribe.
Smash that like button.
Hey!
11 deep.
Good 11 job.
Deep. You got her.
Share it with the people you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we appreciate right. the love.
Give us a full email. 4-star rating.
Hicks at Tales. 5 stars.
Four again.
5 of them. This time we're going to go 5. This was a good one. This was a good one.
Perfect.
My stomach is hurting.
No, that's your
problem. Give us 5 stars to show some love for Nate's mom for still wiping his ass.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. You know,
show some love.
If you're going to give the 5 stars, do it for my mom, not for me.
Do it for mom.
Do it for your mama.
She almost killed me once, but that's all right. I still love her.
Oh, with the onions.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm.
Well, all right.
All right. Well, you guys have a good week.
You as well.
You too.
Talk to you all next week.
All right. Later.
Adios.
Bye.